The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will perish as they did. And then he told this parable. There once was a man who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also. I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The nagging question of all religions, be it Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever, the nagging question is, why do bad things happen to good people? And that's the subject of today's gospel. Unfortunately, Jesus doesn't answer the question. He leaves it hanging out there. But what he does tell us is that when bad things happen to good people, it is not divine retribution. God is not punishing people. That was the popular image among the people in Jesus' time. They felt that someone who was blind or a leper or crippled was being punished for the sins of their parents. And so that person was a pariah and they stayed away from them. And Jesus makes it clear that's not the case. But then he goes a step further with this strange little parable about the fig tree. And the gardener wants to cultivate it and fertilize and nurture it for a year. I'm ordained 49 years, and so I've seen a lot. I have seen a number of very good people go through some of the darkest hours that life could ever present for them. And I have also seen some of them emerge from that pain and that darkness with a nobility of character that they never possessed before that tragedy befell them. And in conversations with them, I am convinced it's because in the darkness they listened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.